What a freaking year it's been. I've had so many obstacles placed in front of me this year, obstacles that I didn't think I'd ever be able to get through. But I want you to know that there is light that comes from the darkness. There is growth that comes from your pain. This was my year of transformation. Some of you know the chaos that I went through this year, and some of you don't, and that's okay. The one thing that I want you to know is that you're so much stronger than you think. When a situation is placed in front of you that makes you want to run the other way, I want you to push your feet deeper into the ground, stand tall, and face the storm that's coming your way. Stop hiding from it. Stop numbing your thoughts and your fears with temporary solutions. Face the chaos that's in front of you. It's not easy, and it's so terrifying, but it's not enough to just hope and pray for a happy and healthy life. You have to work for it. So many people say that in January, everything will change, that their life will be better once the new year starts. Friends, that's a great positive outlook, but nothing miraculous happens when December 31st turns into January 1st. If you haven't started making changes in your life, then don't expect to see changes just because it's a new year. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. I'm sure you all have heard that saying before. Just because you're hoping and praying that your life will change for the better does not mean that it actually will. What kinds of routines and habits do you have? Are they getting you closer to your dream life, or are they costing you it? Do you need to make changes in your life? Do you need to call yourself out? Are you the one that's actually holding yourself back? Stop pointing fingers and start looking inward. Is it your fault that you're not moving forward? Are you actively working on creating a healthy mindset, even though sometimes this part hurts? Are you letting yourself work through the motions, or are you just numbing and silencing them? I saw a quote that said, "Feeling the need to be busy all of the time is a trauma response and a fear-based distraction from what you'd be forced to acknowledge and feel if you actually slowed down." All year, I've worked on going through layers and layers of my emotions. And through things that I've pushed down, I've forced myself to acknowledge things and process them. It's been messy and downright painful. But now I feel amazing. Now I'm stronger than ever before. I have found such an incredible strength inside of me that I didn't even know existed. I have shed the old me and I have rose from the ashes. I have created boundaries and I know my worth. I will no longer chase people. I know that I'm important, and I'm not going to run after people to prove that I matter. It sounds odd, but I'm so thankful for the hell that I went through this year. I am thankful for finding my voice and for finding my strength. Your trauma is not your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. Friends, I hope that you are brave enough to set boundaries for yourself from here on out. I hope that you find the strength that's inside of you to withstand the storm that is going to come after you create those boundaries. I hope that you are able to see your worth and stand your ground, even if you have to stand alone. I hope that you know that not everyone is going to like you or your boundaries, but you need to make damn sure that they don't disrespect you because of them. You need to remind people that it's a privilege to have access to you. No one is entitled to have you or anything that you have to offer. Create your boundaries and stand firm in them. Be brave enough to walk away from any situation when respect is not shown for those boundaries. I don't care if those people are family, friends, people you admire, etc. Know your worth and leave those people behind. And I know that that's hard to do, friends. You want everyone to move forward with you, but you have to accept that that's not always going to happen. Not everyone will grow with you. Not everyone is meant to go to the next level of your life with you. And you can't turn a blind eye to the disrespect that's being shown to you just because you want them to move forward with you. Let them go. Become aware of what's actually worth your time and your energy. You are not required to stay stagnant in order to keep other people comfortable. You are allowed to own who you are. You are allowed to have big goals. You are allowed to have high standards. You have the power to completely change your life with new thoughts and new choices. Stop being afraid of growth. I know it's scary, and I know it's easier to just sit back, but you can be scared and move forward anyways. Use that fear to drive you forward. It's time to break the cycle of settling because you know that you're worth so much more than that. It's time to stop letting your fear of the unknown control you. It's time to heal. It's time to grow. Love you guys.